You and I live in a world where status symbols are so important. When I was little, the labels were inside my clothes. Now it seems like they're always on the outside. I spoke to a mother not long ago whose son during the summer was going on a scout camp. And he had gone and bought himself some new clothes, but he'd bought them at George Asda. And she found him in the bedroom cutting all the labels out. Status symbols are so important. The designer dress, the turbocharged sports car, the Rolex watch, the Gucci handbag, all signs of wealth and success. And yet, how far removed all of this is from the world of Jesus. The only sign that the angel gave to the shepherds was that you will find a child wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a feeding trough. This was the sign that the Savior, the Messiah, the Lord had been born. What an amazing and contradictory sign, hardly fitting for one bearing such honoring titles. In the first place, this was a sign of recognition. The key to the recognition that Jesus was lying in a manger. There was nothing unusual about the baby being wrapped in strips of cloth. Such cloths were standard in homes, both of the rich and the poor. Not to wrap a baby in such a way would not have been to take care of the baby. It was the fact that the baby was lying in a feeding trough that was significant. No fancy Moses basket for this child. Instead, the first century equivalent of an orange box. This was the sign by which the shepherds knew that they had arrived at the right place. No other family in Bethlehem would have had to resort to such a basic place for their baby. But it was also a sign of the future to come. It was a sign of the lifestyle Jesus would take on when he began his ministry. So to one would-be follower, Jesus once said, "Foxes have holes and the birds of the air have their nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." In order to fulfill his mission, Jesus held loosely to the material things of this world. And he expected his followers to do the same. In today's status-ridden consumer society, that comes as quite a shock. But most importantly, this was a sign of the present. It was a sign of the depths to which God was prepared to go in coming amongst us. Around 800 years previously, Isaiah had spoken of a sign that God would give. The young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. God fulfilling that prophecy went beyond Isaiah's wildest dreams. There in the manger, Emmanuel, meaning God with us, was present. The manger is an amazing sign of divine condescension. The thought of a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord, lying in a manger is almost beyond our understanding. It defies all normal reasoning. In a fantasy book, The Visited Planet, the author tells of a senior angel who is showing a very young angel the splendors of the universe. At first, they come to one particular galaxy of 500 billion stars. As the two drew near to the star, which we call the sun, and to its circling planets, the senior angel pointed to a small and rather insignificant sphere turning very slowly on its axis. It looked as dull as a dirty tennis ball to the little angel, whose mind was filled with the size and glory of what he had already seen. "I want you to watch that one particularly," said the senior angel, pointing with his finger. "Well, it looks very small and rather dirty to me," said the little angel. "What's special about it?" The little angel listened in stunned disbelief as the senior angel told him that this small, insignificant, and not so over-clean planet was the renowned visited planet. Do you mean that our great and glorious prince went down in person to that fifth-rate ball? Why would you do a thing like that? The little angel's face wrinkled in disgust. Do you mean to tell me that he stooped so low as to become one of those creeping, crawling creatures of that floating ball? I do. And I don't think he would like you to call them creeping, crawling creatures in that tone of voice. For strange as it may seem to us, he loves them. He went down to visit them, to lift them up, to become like him. The little angel looked blank. Such a thought was almost beyond his comprehension. The angel said to the shepherds, "Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child lying in a manger." It's no wonder the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen and heard. The question for each one of us this evening is, will we do the same? Amen.